ان الحمد لله والصلاه والسلام على اشرف الانبياء وعلى اله واصحابه ومن والاه. اما بعد, the next question of the day of judgment has to do with our earnings. Allah will ask, where did you earn from and where did you spend? Allah will not ask how much did you earn. He will ask, where did we earn from and where did we spend it? I remind myself and you that the issue of earning halal is something that we seem to disregard or pay less attention to, and we are much more involved with the amount of our earning. Whereas if you look at it, the question of the Day of Judgment is not on the amount, because the amount is preordained. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has written and Allah will give. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken responsibility for feeding His creatures. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala feeds His creatures irrespective of the effort that they do. But what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will hold us accountable for is the source of our earning and the place where we spend, the sources and the sinks. This is what we will be held accountable for. There seems to be a mistaken idea among some people that with respect to earning, that as long as a majority or some part of it is halal, this is acceptable, and that the rest of it can be haram. Now, this is a very big fitna. This is one of the major reasons why the du'as of this ummah don't seem to be accepted, because our earnings and what we eat, both of these are doubtful. And therefore, let us not fool ourselves. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pure and He accepts only that which is pure. In another hadith, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that if you earn haram, Allah will not accept even charity from that mal, from those earnings. Because charity is in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and He does not accept charity from material that is haram. In another hadith, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that a person who earns haram is like a traveler who comes out from the desert and his clothes are dusty and his hair is disheveled, and he stands before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he raises his hands and he says, Ya Rabbi, Ya Rabbi. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, this man, his food is haram, his clothing is haram, how will Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept his dua? Now, food has to do with directly what we eat, clothing has to do with earnings, and Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's hadith therefore points to both of these things, that it is essential for our earnings and for our food to be halal before our dua is accepted, before our ibadat are accepted. And that is why I remind myself and you, let us focus on this. Tomorrow we'll talk about this in more detail, but today let us think about and say that what is the source of my earning? Is it halal or not? It's not a question of how much, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will hold us accountable for every cent, for every paisa, for every halala, for every fil that we earn, not only for the dinars and the dollars and the rupees. He will hold us accountable for every little speck of what we earn. And therefore, let us be very clear about that. And anyone who feels that some of it can be halal and some of it can be haram, well, I suggest you ask whoever is burying you to take the fatwa and put it in your qabr, because that's the only use for it, to put it into the ground. There is no way that is going to stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because people have spent a lifetime researching this and speaking about and talking about and preaching the need for things to be halal. And if somebody comes out of the blue and says that it's okay for some part of your earnings to be haram, that is all right, that is acceptable. Well, it may be acceptable to that person. It is certainly not acceptable to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never said that He will accept some part haram. And the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never said that Allah will accept anything which is haram. And if somebody tells you, then it's up to you. You want to believe fantasy, you want to believe fairy tales. But this is neither Quran nor Sunnah. So let us be very clear that earning has to be halal. Every cent of it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not ask how much did you earn. He said he will ask how did you earn. what is the source of earning. So it makes absolutely no sense to compromise that in our greed to earn more, because that earning more is the more haram you earn, the more fire there is going to be in the Jahannam for you. So let us be very clear, let us not fall into that trap running behind money, running behind earnings which are haram. Let us be very clear and ensure that all our earnings, inshallah, are always halal, and that we never fall into the trap of earning haram. So let's reflect on this and say, what are my earnings and how am I spending them? And tomorrow we'll talk more about that. We ask Allah to make it easy. We ask Allah to accept it from us and to clean up our act so that we have all our earnings and all our spending is halal, inshallah ta'ala. Musta'an wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya rahman.